Have you ever watched birds eat? They never relax. They can't. They always have to be on the lookout for trouble. Peck a time or two, then look. Peck a time or two, then look. When trouble comes, take off. It's a wonder their food digests. The Bible warns us to be careful, too. I'm quoting now, "Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." That sounds pretty serious. Probably it's this prowling around business that we ought to take a look at. A prowling lion is a sneaky lion. It doesn't matter how they get their prey. The prey that thinks everything is fine is an easy target. God? Who needs God? We're doing just fine, thank you. Busyness? I have important things to do. Attitudes that come from a materialistic society. Reject God, neglect God, it's all the same. The Bible answer to this prowling beast? Resist him standing firm in the faith. Take time with God and maintain your trust in Him. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Need pain relief? Greska's Topical Mist Spray-On Water-Based Carbon 60 Suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. americasfreedomnetwork.com.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Go. Welcome to the second hour of the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. First hour, talking a little bit about what happened in North Carolina with this hurricane, man-made weapon. We might as well tell the truth now. There's no sense in tiptoeing through the tulips. The Lord Jesus said to his prophets that he personally said that nothing that is done in secret is going to remain secret. Everything will be brought out in the open so the world can see. The weather warfare, the weapons that mankind would have at the end of the age before Christ sets up his millennial kingdom, we will know exactly what they do. We will know all about them. The world will know. And once we know, the rulers of the world, they won't care because they'll have the power and they will do what they want to do anyhow. They think they'll do whatever they want, but the thing is this, they will be restricted. They have boundaries that they have to stay in. They cannot go outside of those boundaries. But they are allowed to do this evil because they have an employer. The employer is the devil, the serpent, the deceiver, Lucifer, Diablo, and the Christ himself in Matthew chapter 4, in the temptation when Satan came to tempt him after his days in the fasting in the desert, Satan came to him and propositioned him, saying, if you worship me, all the kingdoms that are in my control, in my hand, that I am creating, that I am the architect of, I will give to you if you worship me. Christ rebuked him. And it's evident in the story that Satan has power over the world, over the nations. They are in his hand, in his control. All the systems of the world presently are in Satan's hand. In this country, with entertainment, with government, with sports, with every government agency, the defense departments of America, of the world, these are Satan's systems. But Satan has to operate on guidelines. Moses said that all of the cities and the local and regional and national governments, they were to put in leaders who would take care of the people of those nations. They would be employed by the citizens, placed for the protection of the countries and the people in those countries. It's ordained by God. But at the same time, it is clear that Moses said these civil servants would eventually suffer negative sanctions if they were negligent and if they didn't carry out their, if they weren't, how do I phrase it? If they weren't responsible with their authority and power. Well, we know that the people that rule this country and the nations of the world have not been responsible. They have gone outside the guidelines, and punishments will come and have come, will continue to afflict them, or punishments will come. Now, they do have the power, will have the power to, through technology, to destroy mankind. Book of Revelation, chapter 6, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, these four riders and the horses, These are evil men doing evil. These are men who have power, nations, families that have power and have the technology to create drought for famine, that can create creatures such as synthetic parasites that are now prevalent in millions of people in America because of the vaccinations. And this has been going on for 20, 30 years. A Morgellons disease, synthetic strands of like nylon or who knows what this is, but these things do have some kind of consciousness. Christ made it clear that Satan does have a group, he has employees that work for him and that create things that will be used on mankind. Christ has a kingdom, an invisible kingdom, a powerful kingdom of men, believers, men and women, of man, different races, coming from every race, every culture. They are his servants. They serve Christ, not perfectly, but they're nevertheless, they are his children to oversee his kingdom. Satan is employing millions of evil people in the world, millions and billions. Christ is also employing those who will yield to him and those that will be willing to give their lives in service to him. And I don't mean give their lives to die, but to actually give their lives to, on his behalf, on Christ's behalf, further his kingdom and the plans that he has for mankind. So Satan is employing, I know the names of some of Satan's employees, you do too. Anthony Fauci comes in from a lineage of evil people going back to the 16th century. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, I'll return. This is Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. You can hear me now on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, and at 6 p.m. daily on 1360 KHNC AM radio. Please join me. Thank you, Rick Rodriguez.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
I'm excited to announce my all-new mattress topper. In the times we're in, I wanted to bring you the best affordable mattress topper ever. So I took my two best technologies and combined them to make the ultimate mattress topper. And now you can get it for as low as $69.98. Queen size, only $99.98. It all starts with my famous MyPillow foam that provides you that overall full-body support. Second is the individual comfort supports that give you an amazing custom sleep experience. It's like it's made specifically for you. The queen size alone has over 14,000 comfort supports. This is the perfect mattress topper to improve any bed. New bed, old bed, your guest beds. Get them for every bedroom in your house. Go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code
KHNC
to get the all-new My Mattress Topper for as low as $69.98. Queen size, only $99.98. Don't delay. Order today. We'll be right back.
Okay, so then in the Carolinas, another thing that happened is there are all of these substations that are down. This was a Tyler Durden out of the Zero Hedge today. 360 substations down. The power restoration could take months. Chuck Edwards, Republican North Carolina. He represents a district in the western portion of the state, and he released a press release detailing the infrastructure devastation. He says, the destructive path of Helene, and I'm going to insert this, created by those in the shadow government, the hidden ruling powers of America, this Helene left extensive damage to Duke Energy, the infrastructure in North Carolina mountains and upstate South Carolina. We believe around 50% of the remaining outages in these areas will require significant replacement and rebuilding of poles, lines, and substation equipment. This hurricane, the winds were tornado. These were like tornado size winds. Edwards said power outages remain widespread in western North Carolina as of Sunday. That was Sunday. And now this morning, or yesterday morning, the U.S. data shows more than 400,000 residents are without power in the region. There's kind of like a lag to the southwest there in North Carolina, that whole leg where it butts up to the main part of the state is without power. He explained 360 power stations are out, indicating many of these substations completely flooded. Duke Energy is unable to assess the damage until flooding has lowered. I think Duke Energy out of Denver. I wonder if they're the same company. Water has been pumped out. The equipment is thoroughly dry, but powering up America theme to power AI data centers and the electrification trends such as EVs and onshoring manufacturing, as outlined in the next AI trade, has led to shortages and price increases in the transformer market. Distribution transformers are the bedrock component of our energy infrastructure. National Renewable Energy Laboratory researchers Killian McKenna said. McKenna points out utilities needing to add, but utilities needing to be add or add. Oh, geez, how do they? Utilities that are needed to be added or replaced. They are currently facing high prices, long wait times due to supply chains, shortages, has a potential to affect energy accessibility, reliability, affordability, everything. Other reasons for the transformer shortage, besides power grid updates, includes raw material sourcing problems, pandemic-related supply chain woes and backlogs, labor constraints, shipping issues, geopolitical tensions. Given all of this, Jesse Jenkins, an assistant professor of the Macro Energy Systems Engineering and Policy Expert at Princeton University, responded to the situation of a grid apocalypse playing out in the southern and the southeast U.S. A grid apocalypse. This is what Christ said would happen. Things would occur with no answers, no solutions, conundrums, things that perplex the mind, things where people sit with hopelessness. These people that are going to live have nowhere to live. They have no roof over their head. They can't work. The businesses are shut down. They don't exist any longer. And guess what's going to happen to most of these people? Government assistance. What does that mean? Government control. If they have any type of assets before they can receive any aid generally, they have to use what they have in savings. Anything that is worth something, they have to use it first. Then they get government help, which is probably better anyhow. Then it even gets worse. Many of these residents in North Carolina are pointing out that the Biden-Harris administration has supplied transformers to Ukraine. These transformers have drained our U.S. stockpiles. They're being they don't want to upset the government. Of course, the transformers have been sent to Ukraine. Russia's been taking out their power grids. And one of the objectives of this country is to continue the conflict in Ukraine against Russia. And Russia I read earlier this week, Russia took out a big... They have two ways to get, two channels to get power into Ukraine. One is through Western Europe Western Europe, and the other is through their own facilities to the south. Well, there is a hub that all the power flows through from the west and from the south. It hits that hub and then goes out. Well, Russia's been pretty much taken out 80% of their grid and their energy, and they're talking about a winter apocalypse because the Ukrainians are not going to have heat for the coming winter. They're just beginning to move into their cold season. This will stop them. These people won't make it. So sure, this administration is making sure that the Nazis in Ukraine are taken care of. So these transformers and anything that they need, the lines, power lines, it's going to Ukraine. These massive transformers, and I don't mean like one that sits on your pole outside your home at the street. We're talking a stuff that is huge. It'll fit in the back of a semi. Not the little transformers you could put in the back of your car, in the back of your little Honda Fit. We have 300. We do not have 360 substations worth of transformers or other electrical equipment sitting in stockpiles waiting to be deployed. It's going to take a long time to restore power to everyone. Now there's another hurricane that I think is... No, wait a minute. No. I better not say that. I'm sure there's another one. They're already planning the next one. I haven't seen the news yet recently. The U.S. Ambassador to Kyiv, Bridget Brink, jumped for joy on X, indicating the United States Agency for International Development delivered 50 voltage transformers, 9 current transformers, and 80 isolators. She jumped for joy. And the people in the United States, they're going to be without power of any kind. They don't have cell towers. They don't have ways to communicate. And like I read with the message from X in the last hour. I should read it again for the second hour, because many of you won't listen to, or don't listen to the first hour, you tune into the second hour. I should read what it said before I go to break. The gentleman, that, I don't want to read the name of the guy that sent it out. I'll let them take care of that. We don't need him to be have his account shut down. But he said that government officials had a town meeting in the area of like Chimney Rock with all of the residents of Chimney Rock, basically told them the town is being bulldozed, bodies and all, and the land was being seized by federal government. They would not be able to move back. Basically, their homes, the ones that were standing, were no longer theirs. The federal government owned it all. I don't know what the crazy play for the land is, but there's a lot of conspiracy about lithium mines. Well, if there's lithium, if there's something that is needed for this new China, we're having problems with China getting batteries for our EVs. So lithium is definitely needed, and if there is quite a bit of lithium there, well, for the better good of the country, for the EV buyers in the future, they better take that property, huh? A lot of conspiracy about lithium mines. Someone who lives in Charlotte has friends who live in the area of Western North Carolina, which I've been talking about. They are not being helped. There's stand-down operations by the government. In other words, no help. One friend had an Airbnb in Chimney Rock. They had a town meeting 2 days ago. Someone, or yesterday maybe, from the federal government told them that at the town meeting, he doesn't want to say too much, but they said that they're basically taking the town over. He said the stench of bodies everywhere is insane for some reason. The government does not want to pick up the bodies. One pastor of a local church was delivering water door to door. They changed their delivery request to body bags because so many of the people are dead in their homes. They need body bags. We're trying to keep the body count. They're not picking up the bodies. They don't want to identify the bodies. They're just leaving them to rot in the streets. Post this message that needs to get out. Something evil is going on in North Carolina mountains. I don't want to be identified. Today we filled up a trailer for a shelter in Henderson, North Carolina. They've had no food for the moms and babies. All the stores are empty or locked. In Chandler, North Carolina, 2,000 people haven't eaten anything or had anything to drink in 6 days. They got an SOS message out for help. Multiple truckers have reported their tires slashed. In other words, any aid going in. And who would slash the tires? Oh, I'm sure they have somebody getting money on their from the dark web into their Bitcoin accounts. That's how they pay them. They don't pay them with check. They don't pay them with cash. They have a Bitcoin account. They have an account on the dark web. They don't need to go to a bank. They have they get a credit card with no name on it. I'm going to be back in the next few minutes to continue The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Here's the deal. If you would like to noticeably increase the amount of business you're doing, call us here at AM 1360. KHNC is not just any radio station. Our listenership has grown tremendously over the past year or so because of all the quality programming that's been added. Programs such as The Dan Bongino Show, which KHNC is one of only three stations in Colorado licensed to air the show. Our listener engagement time averages over 3 hours, and our rates are about half of other stations, even though in most cases we have more listeners. Call us at 970-587-5003, and we will schedule you to come on the air free of charge to tell the listeners all about your business. We will also cut a custom commercial for you to be played during the breaks while you are on the air. So again, if you want to try something that will noticeably increase the amount of business you're doing, call us at 970-587-5003.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Did you know that 70% of your immune system is in your gut? Good Brew is the perfect addition to your daily routine for optimal gut health. Good Brew provides the perfect balance of prebiotic soluble fiber and probiotics, essential for promoting good gut health. It is so easy to use. Call 307-381-1099. That's 307-381-1099. Use Naturally Inspired and get our special offer. Visit goodbrew.com. That's goodbru.com.
Definitely something in the air. Monday through Friday from 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth Program. Podcast for both hours, 1360KHNC.com, podcast section, Present Truth site. Monday through Friday, each hour, the first hour of each program, plays on AM radio, 1360, Johnstown, Colorado. The war and the attack on the attack from a spiritual point of view. It's on the nation, but it really, the focus is on the Christian people. And I don't say Christian people in general. I will say it is on the Christian people who are engaged spiritually, that are their walk with Christ is intact. They are on a road, a path that is straight, that goes to a gate that is narrow. Those are the Christians I'm talking about. But in the meantime, the angelic forces, you can only understand this by reading the book of Revelation. The attack of the children of the devil using technology that has been given to them through demonic channels from the invisible kingdom of darkness, channels that have brought them intelligence through the occult, has given them these people are very intelligent, but they're not just intelligent naturally speaking. They're intelligent because of demonic power on their brain, on their minds. This is proven through the MK Ultra mind control programs. They can take a person of average mental abilities and increase that intelligence through torture, pain, suffering, shock, sleep deprivation, through sensory deprivation, or too much sensory stimulus like torture. And the Christ said that the invisible kingdom, the angels, the fallen angels, and the demons, they desire to take over the minds of every man, woman, and child that is alive. And they are they're very successful. The Christian people that I'm talking about that are on a straight path that leads to that narrow gate, this is the real threat of Satan. These are the people that are the big threat. The Christian people that are casual with their relationship with Christ, they're not a real threat. Many are just caught in religion, a form of weak worship to God, or they're just playing games with God, but they don't see the behind the curtain into the other realm. Now, we have these men that are mathematicians that have written books like Alice in Wonderland. Lewis Carroll, his real name was Dodgson, John Dodgson, and he saw the invisible world and the power of it, and he could only explain it through writing the book Alice in Wonderland. She goes down into a tunnel, and she's in a new reality. The world is now in a new reality. It is a spiritual reality. It is a reality where people now who serve the devil, who serve the prince of the power of the air, another king, another power, they have taken over the world. Job chapter 9, it was phrased this way by Job. He said that there would come a time when the world would be taken over by the wicked. The whole world would be taken over by the wicked, ruled by the wicked. And the wicked means individuals who are in rebellion to God, Yahweh, to Elohim, the one who creates, the one who has always existed. They're in rebellion to to him, but the world would be turned over into their hands. And what these people would do in the book of Revelation, they're likened to horses, unrestrained man, unrestrained to any rule, law, authority, and they would have the ability to move weather patterns to create drought, weather patterns to flood areas. We just saw with this Helena, I'm going to think of, I don't know what the name means. I know it's not good. It's probably some kind of a goddess, Helena. And they took out a portion of the East Coast. These people, many are never going to recover. We don't see and we don't believe that this can happen in our country. It's been happening for decades. I'll be back. The Present Truth. Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never, ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I try to mind my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts help you get by.
I'm very optimistic. The reason I'm optimistic is that these children of the devil that serve, that are employed by the devil, we know that we're learning their plans. We're getting to know who they are. And this is exactly what God intended. Because as people realize and begin to understand that The Christian people have been employed by God. They're His employees. They're not all faithful employees. Many of them are, you know, taking a break. But you do have the employees of Christ who are in the field taking care of the duties. They're at work. But then you at the same time, you have Satan and his children, Diablo and his children. And we know, they know who the Christian people are. It's evident. You could say like Franklin Graham and these individuals. But also, at the same time, we know who they are. Henry Kissinger, George Soros, Anthony Fauci, Klaus Schwab, Adolf Hitler, Mao Zedong, these people are employed by the devil. Lenin, Trotsky, they've been employed by the devil. For what reason? To build his kingdom. Who is it that built the cities of the world? The Christian people were involved, but it was basically, we may have built things, like who was it that built, or who was it that developed and created and really has a patents on social media? It's not a devil worshiper. It's a man by the name of Michael McKibben. He created it. He unlocked the way to network socially with all these different platforms. He's the one that did it. He's a Christian, and his Leader Technologies employees through the company that he owns, they developed this. But who stole it? Mark Greenberg, Zuckerberg, Rockefeller, or Rockefeller Zuckerberg. They're the ones. These people are the thieves. There was a guy by the name of Leo Wanta. He was given money during the late term of Reagan, second term, and he bankrupted Russia. And he made $1 trillion. He was a $1 trillion plus man. He took the ruble, brought the ruble way down, and then through it, by destroying their economy, the power of the ruble, he made trillions. But guess what? I don't even know if he's living any longer. Guess who took it? Bill and Hillary and George Sr., George Jr., because that's what they do. They're thieves. They don't create anything. They steal. They rob. They do their evil. Well, we know, we should know, the world is waking up to, they don't want to believe that there's a devil. They don't want to believe that the devil employs people. They're starting to wake up, and this is exactly what is happening presently. God is beginning to wake the people of this country and the world up that there is another employer that employs people that do nothing but evil. How about Bill Gates of hell? Who does he serve? Who is he employed by? He creates things to cause genocide, mass genocide in African countries through vaccinations. Who's he employed by? And the thing is, they don't want people to know who they are employed by. But the thing is, now they're to the point where they don't care. Now they want people to know who they're employed by because they want to employ help. They're now the ones who go out and recruit. They're soliciting for more people to come join them in a revolt against Jesus Christ. And not only in a revolt against Jesus Christ, but also to carry out the plan of culling the nations of the useless eaters. Going back to this article, Ukraine's power grid over the U.S., Ambassador Bridget A. Brink. She says, last week, we provided to U.S. aid 50 voltage transformers. These are huge. 9 current transformers. These are bigger. And 80 isolators. to Kharkiv's energy distribution system, which Russia destroyed. System operator to help energy workers undertake urgent repairs to Kharkiv's electrical grid damaged by Russian missiles and drone strikes. National Horodem, a managing consultant and automated vehicle specialist with the Atlanta-based nonprofit Center for Transportation and the Environment, wrote on X, "It's hard to express how insane this is. We're going to supply chain challenges facing switchgear and transformers with ongoing supply chain challenges and facing switchgear and transformers. This could take many months to resolve. There's no excess capacity to quickly replace substation infrastructure. Lower priority sites could literally take years. But we send what is needed to get the grid back up to Ukraine. It's what we do. It's what they do. They're employed. I'll be back in a few minutes to finish out today's program. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Fall is a great time to plant trees during the Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 6 to 8 foot tall aspen clump for $169.50 and mix or match a second tree for 50 cents. That's two trees for $170 at the Tree Farm. Come see.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't turn off the radio or change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students how to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Visit PACT.city to start donating today. That's PACT.city. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help end child exploitation.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed her out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road.
Well, we're done for today. Again, tonight at 6. Between 6 and 7 tonight, this first hour will play on 1360 AM radio, Johnstown, Colorado. And the podcasts again are on 1360KHNC.com, podcast section, Present Truth site. So the transformers that should be used here at home. And this lady was one happy woman. She was so glad that the what is needed for the power, the grids in Ukraine are being shipped over there and they aren't being kept and used here at home. They tax us to death. This is Anna Gorsuch. They tax us to death, still managed to run up over $38 trillion in debt. Apparently, we are financing the infrastructure for other nations and neglecting our own. She says this is actually dangerous. Then, Biden-Harris FCC nuked 20,000 Starlink terminals for North Carolina that could have saved lives. They nuked 20,000 Starlink terminals. I don't know what that means. Does that mean shut them down? North Carolina, Space Exploration Technologies Corp. $17,422,993. Number of locations, 19,552 locations. They've been shut down. 19,552 sites, terminals. FCC needs to investigate, or they need to be investigated over this. America's new leadership, leftist elites prioritize other countries and illegal aliens over American citizens. This is happening against the will of the American people. The Biden-Harris administration has been sailing a rudderless ship and in a worsening crap storm as the world is on fire. This was out of today's Zero Hedge. Grid apocalypse hits Carolinas. 360 substations down. Power restoration could take months. But the people, even once the power's back up, we're at a distance here in Colorado. The homes that have been destroyed, now they're taking over the whole city of Chimney Rock. It's government property. There are lithium mines in the area. What does the United States have planned? Because we're going to war in 2025, we're going to war. Guess what? Our lithium supplies coming from other countries, especially the multipolar world nations, is going to be probably non-existent. So the government is preparing for the wars coming in 2025. That's it for today. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth. We'll visit tomorrow. Have a good afternoon and evening.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit ColoradoProperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.